News from UNIFIL. As the people of South Lebanon gradually shake off the dust of the recent conflict and return to their daily routines, local markets are coming slowly back to life. These vibrant gatherings, often held weekly in villages like Ma'arek Ikhyam and Bint Jbeil, serve as bustling hubs where farmers, artisans, and vendors gather to sell fresh products, homemade goods, and local specialties. They offer a space for social interaction, cultural exchange, and economic activity, playing a crucial role in the area's recovery. Recently, UNIFIL Italian and Malaysian peacekeepers visited the local market in Ma'arek village to engage with residents and support the revival of the local economy. UNIFIL spokesperson Candace Ardiel joined the visit, witnessing firsthand the energy and determination of the community as they rebuild their lives.
We're in Ma'arek today, and with some of our Malaysian and Italian peacekeepers, we visited the local market. It's a small market. I know that before the war it used to be a lot bigger, but it was great to see so many people selling their products, especially some women entrepreneurs, and we as peacekeepers have supported women in their entrepreneurship goals through different projects that we've done, so it's so great to see women out there. I picked up a few things from some of the local vendors, and it was really fantastic. I know that the community is slowly rebuilding after the war. There's still some rubble in the streets that we've seen from some of the strikes that happened, some of the violations, but the community is slowly coming back. The community is resilient, and this is great to see, and we hope that this progress continues. And the next time I visit the market, I hope to see many more stalls and many more products to buy, and continue to see this vibrant community continue to thrive.
The mayor of Ma'arek, Adel Saad, who joined us on our tour of the local market, explained that before the conflict, there were around 185 stalls. Now only about 25 remain, but he encourages people to come back and take part in the market once again.
The traditional market in Ma'arek is a historic market that serves the entire region. At a time when there were not many shops, people used to come to Ma'arek to display and sell their goods. Over the years, the market developed year by year, and it is now over 50 years old. It was somewhat affected by the COVID-19 and the financial collapse, until the devastating war on Lebanon marked the market's most severe setback. Thank God, people have now started to fight to continue living, and the presence of UNIFIL today brought new life to the market, especially since they shopped, chatted, shared joy and laughter with the locals, and were genuinely happy.
No problem. Okay. Among the many vendors showcasing their products were Imam Muhammad al-Muqaddam and Imad Mohsen, whom I saw chatting and laughing with UNIFIL peacekeepers as they passed by the stalls. Moments that perfectly captured the warmth and connection between the peacekeepers and the local community.
I sell cotton, shoes, and whatever I have available. We started working again after the war ended, and thank God I'm selling my products. Today, people from UNIFIL came to the market and bought some stuff.
We have been participating in popular markets for a long time, and this is our specialty. Every day we take part in a market in a specific town. I sell women's and men's accessories as well as cosmetics. UNIFIL's participation in today's market is a positive and encouraging initiative. It has brought life to the market and created a special atmosphere.
Lieutenant Commander Zul Hasran Abdul Muttalib and Captain Nurbalkis Husna of the Malaysian contingent were among the visitors of the local market in Ma'arek village.
Today we are supporting the local people in this open market to support them to starting and increase the number of their sales and economy in around here. So what we are buying is some women's clothes and also some equipment and also sweater for the kids that are for the facing the upcoming winter. This is one of the way that we would like to support the local people to return back and improve their economics around here.
Right now we are doing come to interaction between local people, support their economy. Of course, at the same time, We ask their condition after the war, how they can sustain, how they can build up back their economy, their life. Today I think I buy two things. First thing is perfume, one thing is hairband.
On 17 October, UNIFIL Indonesian peacekeepers delivered humanitarian assistance to residents of Suwanye village. The peacekeepers donated essential food items including rice, cooking oil, sugar and milk, as well as school supplies to a local foundation supporting families in need. The support comes during difficult times as people in the south continue to rebuild their lives after the last war. Between 5 and 16 October, UNIFIL Nepalese peacekeepers and the Lebanese armed forces carried out a joint operation in Maisi Jabal village. They worked together to clear rubble and iron roads from three damaged houses, helping residents restore safe living conditions after recent incidents. During the cleanup, six anti-tank mines were found. The Lebanese Army's explosive ordnance team quickly took charge and removed them safely. Local residents also joined the effort, providing vehicles and manpower, showing strong cooperation with UNIFIL and the Lebanese armed forces. On 16 October, UNIFIL donated a medical vehicle to the Amal Association in South Lebanon. The vehicle will provide primary medical assistance to communities in border villages, improving access to essential health care in vulnerable areas. Dr. Kamel Mhanna, Executive Director of Amal Association, said the mobile clinic is not simply a medical project. It is a moving humanitarian message, part of our holistic vision of building a healthy human being, both physically and mentally.